Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome back to Soul-Led Living Business Edition. I know we took a break, but I'm excited to be here with you to talk about your business. Today's title is Your Business is Doing Great. And I want you to think that like Kris Jenner is telling you that, because like that's how I picture this. This episode is definitely obviously a pick-me-up, but it's also the truth. Like it feels like you've been swimming in a bit of like some not so true truths, like you think they're truths. And I think, yeah, they can maybe be the other side of a coin, but they're not the ultimate truth or the only truth. So this is like an alignment to like what is truly true and what is actually happening in the business right now, even if it doesn't see that way. It's kind of like, you know, if I dropped a seed in the soil, there could be this truth that there is no flower, there is no blooming, but that doesn't negate the truth that a seed just popped and like these roots are taking form and it is growing, right? Like that is still true, even though I don't see it. So you're only like seeing one side and you're not looking at what's actually happening. And then that is actually killing what is trying to bloom. So let's have some honest conversation. We have five messages. Let's get into today's episode. Message number one, like I said, there is a bit of a focus on what is not working. And there is a time and a place for that, obviously. Like we always want to improve and see what can get better. But what I'm concerned about is where this is coming from. And this feeling that things are not working out or like this is not working well is coming from a little hungry monster inside of you that thinks that if something hits, if something finally takes off, that you are going to feel worthy and that you are going to feel worthy of having the life that you really want, and that like this is a sign that it's all going to work out. And this is a lie. You are worthy because you are, and you are going to have the life that you want because you're pursuing it and you've committed to it and you're devoted to it. So this like little hungry caterpillar has to settle down and not try to convince you that it needs a bite. It's like really looking for a hit right now. It's like really looking for a win, which I get it. When you go a lot of days without getting a bite, like you need it. But you have to remember that like I do not need any of that to know what is true for me. And that is, you know, faith in the dark, but that is the absolute truth. And to really see like how can I strengthen my worthiness? My worthiness is there. It's like a cloudy day, right? Like the sky is there. The sun is there. There's just clouds over it right now. So how do I part those clouds and remember that the sun and the sky like have never gone away? There's just something covering it right now. Your worthiness has never gone away. Even if you did nothing for the rest of your life, if your business never became successful, if you never did anything with it, you are still worthy. So to really renegotiate and really understand like I'm pursuing this work for a bunch of other reasons rather than I'm pursuing this work to prove to myself that I'm worthy. And I know we don't like to think that that's like why we're doing what we're doing, but sometimes there's a little hungry caterpillar that's like looking for its worth from this place, and it's really being activated right now. So we need to put it back in its place. Message number two, there are a ton of signs of hope in your business right now. That word has been coming to me recently. My niece wrote a little Mother's Day card to my sister-in-law and it said like peace, hope, happiness or something. And I don't know, the word hope like really stood out to me because hope I think just feels silly sometimes to us. Like I don't want to like have hope because like there's no guarantees and I'm being so silly. It's like I'm wishing on a star. But in this case, like that word is like really important because your business is saying, like if you really look, like you're needing hope right now, like you just like need, you're like hanging on by a thread, right? Like you just like need a sign like that it's going to work. And it's really saying that like there are a ton of signs of hope within the business. You just have to lift up the trunk and look under and like see what is actually, I wouldn't even say what's working, but like what those signs of hope are. So it felt to me like it's very simple things, like almost like oh, I sent out an email and sure, I only have 100 people on my email list, but 20 people opened it and 5 people clicked on this thing. Fine, they didn't buy, but like, look at that. Like, there are people interested in like what I'm selling or what I'm talking about. I feel like there's hope in like just somebody who like gave you a compliment on something you did. There is like hope on like a little single comment. Like, really look at these signs of hope. I feel like somebody promised you an introduction, like, oh, I'm going to connect you with so-and-so. Like, there's movement here. You're just feeling like it's not enough. And that, of course, that ends up going back to that caterpillar who's like, I need to feel worthy. I need to feel like enough. And then it's like, this is making it seem like there's not enough. And because like, it's not the ultimate result that you want, but there is still something there. And this hope is truly the future. Like the things that, like I said, if it's like, oh, 20 people opened this email, like to me that, like I'm just seeing like that is the future. Like these are the seeds that need watering. And even though they're like really, really little seeds and they're nothing, they have not popped, like nothing's coming of them right now, they are the ones that want to be watered. So like if there is that one comment, you like comment back and like you start watering that engagement and those comments or whatever that may be. But it really just looks like this, these signs of hope is actually what wants to grow. Message number 3, your business wants you to know that one of the biggest drivers of growth right now in your business is coming because of you. Like, I have goosebumps because it seems like you have invested in yourself. Like, you have improved so much. And like you and your energy is like the reason why there is newness that's coming. So this is like so exciting. It feels to me like you've gotten better at something, perhaps at speaking. For a lot of you, I feel like it's selling. I definitely see some of you like just being more comfortable sharing. Like you have gotten comfortable with something for, it's like locked in a little bit more, or it's really like clicked into your brain that like, oh, if I like can just do this a little bit more, like it's really going to work. So your business is really saying thank you to you into like the investment and like the improvement you've made in yourself. It almost looks like you've made yourself a better spokesperson. You've made yourself like a better face of whatever it is that you're selling of the company. And it really just wants to acknowledge you. So like, that's so exciting. It's already there. Like you don't really have to put any more into it. It really just does look like it's repetition. Like whatever it is that you saw is going to move the needle, or like the thing that you're getting back at, it does look like don't give up, like keep repeating this. That reminds me of like, you know, I don't know, when I was doing the Monday readings, like nothing was coming from them, but like as I kept repeating the same thing, and it might have even felt like boring to me perhaps at a time, it was like, no, like just stay here, like keep repeating this thing, like do not give up. Because like this is where it's going to come from. I was getting that actually you getting better at this thing actually shocks people. like it kind of came out of nowhere a little bit, and like the turn happened like really like suddenly, almost like maybe it was like I went from passive emails or passive mentions to like actually like asking and like making the request and like making the sale. And it's not a bad thing that, but people were like, oh my gosh, she's never really invited me in that way, or like, you know, she's never sold to me in that way. And they're kind of still catching on. So that's why like just keep repeating what you've been doing. If like, especially as I'm talking, like what's coming up for you as I'm saying this, keep repeating that. They're just catching on. And like once like this becomes the norm and this becomes the regular, like it's just like beautiful from here. So keep on doing that. Message number 4. I know nobody wants to hear this, but money is not the only measurement of success. And I know that in business, that is really hard to swallow, because the whole reason, you know, business is put together is to receive money, and like that should be the measurement and all that. And I feel like either you're not making what you want to make, or your investments like haven't paid off, like almost like, you know, you're not making more than what you were making. And this is like very concerning to you. And the problem that this is a problem is because you really have this like linear way of thinking of that. Like if I'm not making the amount of money that I want to make, I'm not successful, or the business is not successful. And this is a very, very dangerous thought. And it's like totally just like not worth it to think this way. So you're really being asked to notice that you are successful. for some of you, that might be like, I'm successful because like I haven't had to go back to my corporate job. You know, like I might be like, you know, hanging on by a thread here, but like I have managed to like live this life, you know, up to here, right? And like I haven't had to like go take something or do work that I don't love. I'm successful because of I have had many customers and they've been happy with like the product or they've been happy with the service. Like I am successful. Like really listing out like the success that you have and the success that you have had. Maybe it's not the ultimate success that you want, but you really do have to believe you're successful because this is like really, really, this is the cloud. Like this is what's really keeping you stuck. And, since you are connecting success and money, what happens is like when you're saying like, I am like successful, there is no chance for money to come your way, you know, like, because like you have directly connected to them, which is not a problem. Like it's okay. But then you can't say like, I'm successful because I have money. You have to say like, I'm successful because I'm successful and therefore money follows me. Right. So like this, that's the order of events. Like that's how it has to work so that money can follow. You don't have to disconnect that, like, you know, money and success are friends, but you have to decide that you are successful. And I honestly like feel that it's a bit of a lie when you say that you're not successful. I think, you know, your business is a living, breathing thing and it's going to have like many renditions and you're going to want more because you're an entrepreneur. And like, that's what we seek growth and we seek more. And like, oh my gosh, we're dissatisfied by nature. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I have not gotten to a place that I'm not dissatisfied yet. So like, I haven't reached that place yet. I mean, I'm very great. I'm very happy with like what I've already accomplished for sure. But like, I'm already on to like the next vision, right? So I can't tell you if that goes away. I mean, I think it probably should go away, but it hasn't happened for me yet. But my sense is that like, your appetite is growing, you know, like as you grow, and that doesn't, just because like, you know, you believe that there should be more or that like, I don't know, that you're not running the business good enough. I really do feel that there is a ton of proof that you are successful. So being able to lock into that, that's so important. It's a simple mindset shift that is a giant block of flow right now. Like, I feel like this is breaking a lot of flow. Like I'm not successful or my business is not successful is actually not letting you receive. So this feels very important to me. And then message number 5 was kind of random, but this is about planning for a break. It seems like one of the reasons like you actually even got to this place of like being exhausted or not believing that you're successful or, you know, whatever, is because you're tired. Like, it looks like, you know, you've been doing the things and like you've been like putting your head down and like doing what needs to get done, which is amazing. And you should be so proud of yourself, but you're quickly learning that like that is not sustainable, like that pace. So you have to plan for the fact that like you're going to need regular breaks. Some of the breaks you're going to be able to plan, right? Like, oh, I need to go on maternity leave, so I'm going to need some time off. But some of it feels like it's those random breaks. Oh my God, like this surgery that I had, right? Like I knew I was going to have it, but they did not prepare me at all for like the downtime of it. And I could have definitely planned better. I couldn't, but my business, I have support and like we have content and we have like a bunch of like systems in place that did allow me to rest when I needed it. So it looks like either you are going to plan for a break that you know is coming. So like maybe you're going to bulk things. But realizing the point of this is like what's going to make you feel sunny and optimistic and like not let that hungry caterpillar come out is like you being energized and filled and rested. So like you have to plan for rest. So for example, like maybe if you're like, man, I've been selling this thing evergreen and I'm exhausted because I have to sell it every single day. It's like, maybe there's a better way to sell. Like maybe you sell only for 2 weeks and then you shut that down and then you take 2 weeks of just like running this like simple content or like whatever that may look like. But this is about knowing that you are going to need rest and figuring out like how that rest works. Like, do you have rest? Do you work half the day and then you rest the other half a day? Do you push it to the limit for 2 weeks and then you rest for 2 weeks? What structures and like what needs to be done beforehand so that you can take rest or that you can be prepared for when rest needs to show up in your life? That is very important. And like if we just kind of figure that out, have that little like savings plan, then you're going to be less depleted and you won't fall into this ditch that like you accidentally fell into out of exhaustion. So let's make a plan for that. It's going to be different for everybody, but it's also going to, like, you're just not going to need this episode again because you're just going to feel it because you're going to be filled up. Like your cup is going to be completely filled. So yeah, this makes me think about summer. Like summer's right around the corner and I rarely plan for summer and the breaks that happen. And this is probably for me, like knowing that like it's going to happen. Like my family's coming in town. The kids are going to be off from school. Like I might have to plan some things in advance that like that I'm not really planning in advance right now. I'm making sure that the system can support me for this rest that like is inevitably going to need to come my way. And that rest, even though it might look like, oh my gosh, like my family's coming, we're taking care of the kids. But like that is going to give me so much more energy to come make the podcast, make the things that I need to make with a ton of energy and like give back to you guys and you guys feel it and obviously keep growing what I'm doing. So yeah, that's what we got for today. I'd love to hear your feedback. Let me know on Spotify. You can always leave me comments there. Please remember to leave me reviews. And you can also talk to me on Clarity app if you're there, but I'd love to see like how you're doing. And if this episode supported you, I'm sending you a ton of love and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.